Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
The ace is on the case.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Kiss my ass twice.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
5-15-75. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
No days off. 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 No days off.
This Red Sox team, world champions once again. It has to feel very, very good.
Well, I think this is a magical day for us. The end of a remarkable season. And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Go, Red Sox.
Larry, how gratifying is this for you? This third.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. And the advice, I guess, right there, as we're in the Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985, is don't start jamming. they're never going to work.
They didn't have a moment like that yesterday, which I think might be the biggest success of the parade. I was just thinking back, like, I mean, no days off was hysterical just because he was saying that in front of everybody who had taken a day off.
And also, it's a message that no one wants. Why would I not take a day off? I mean, life is short. My free time is very important. I mean, that's what you work for.
It was an ill-advised tagline, something that I don't think the crowd could really rally around. And then the Let's Go Red Sox is my all-time favorite because that was just delivered in such a horrible way in front of basically a bunch of people who were like season ticket holders who were hanging out inside of Fenway before the rally even started.
Yeah.
So they were like the real fans who had like been out there drinking all day and going nuts. And I don't even think even if they were, Tom Werner isn't the guy that's going to get them fired up.
But you know, Tom Werner, success with the common man on TV.
Mm-hmm.
The Cosby Show, I believe Roseanne. A lot of appeal to the common man, not translating to his ownership of partial ownership of the Red Sox.
No, not at all. But, I mean, yesterday was just as massive as we all thought it was going to be when we looked on television and people were sending us videos throughout the morning that at like 8:30 there were quarter-mile-long lines just to get in the T stations in places like Attleboro, and then there was that Hingham Ferry that was just like a ridiculous mass of humanity trying to get on. And sure enough, they're saying that the final tally of yesterday's crowd is 1.5 million.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Bruins, I think, still holds the record at 2. I don't know if one of the other Patriots parades beat out the Bruins ones because, as we were saying, the Bruins one was on a Saturday, which definitely helped.
Yeah.
Also, the last two Patriots parades, one was right after that big blizzard. So just getting around town and with all the big snowbanks and stuff was a pain in the ass. And then the last one was, it was raining.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it was absolutely perfect. I mean, you could have worn short sleeves when you were out there. It was about 60 degrees.
It was invigorating.
Mm-hmm.
The whole day was invigorating. And then you saw a massive fight that went viral there at the place.
That wasn't even at the parade. That was like way away from the parade.
I don't care where it was. It was somewhere. that where there are people around. And all I got to say to that is you got to be very careful about fighting like that in this day and age around people. If it wasn't by the parade, there was a lot of people standing around.
It was in the North End. Yeah. So I mean, as a matter of fact, I watched the video and I was like, this looks like the North End. And I paused it when I saw the name on one of the streets. And sure enough, that's where it was, which was kind of far away. I mean, the closest you could get to it was, I guess, Government Center? Because isn't that where it ended?
Yeah. Well, yes. Regardless of where they were and what was going on, I mean, there were people that were on the street, a lot of people. And if you're going to fight like that, you got to be very careful in this day and age of cell phones.
There's a big thing about kicking people when they're down, which is, I don't get that. Like, I mean, there's several cases where the dudes were on the ground, they just start kicking them. I'm like, all right, man.
No, but
prove your point.
Whoever's involved, regardless, I mean, they're going to find out who you are. I mean, there's a guy who put his hood on and started walking away, and you're like, well, you've been on TV this entire time.
Yeah, and if you look, when he puts his hood on, there's about 15 people with their cell phones out recording. Like, you can see on the video, there's like 15 different angles that are being recorded of this fight. So, yeah, they're going to find you, and you're going to get in trouble.
Brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to get in a lot of trouble. So, I would not advise having a public fight in a crowded area on the street in the age of cell phones, because there were about 15 people taping that thing. And if you're involved, I mean, your face is on, especially the guy with no shirt on. I mean, he basically should have just looked into the camera and given his ID. Because now Boston's going to be embarrassed, and now Boston's going to try to find him. And they'll find him. I mean, that's what they do. The days of being able to fight on the street and just, get away with it are long gone, especially in a crowded area.
The only thing that video doesn't have, now, once again, there's a bunch of different cameras there, so I'm sure maybe someone got it, is it doesn't show how it started.
No.
So the one thing that, if that's all that's there, these guys could say is, hey, man, that was self-defense. I got jumped by three guys, and this is me fighting back.
No, it wasn't one guy fighting.
It was
10 guys fighting. So they're going to get in trouble, and they're going to get arrested. But my favorite part was the guy who put his hoodie on as if that was going to take it all away.
Someone said, any chance they were fighting over a Mark Jamelli meatball? It was right out near his place.
Oh, yeah, boys. Come on and fight.
Might have been like a block away from where Mr. Jamelli
stomps. Oh, Nicholas, go let those boys fight for me. Oh, it's like Greece. There's so many people after my meatball. My meatballs are Olivia Newton-John. They love it.
Yeah, but it was, not only was it packed yesterday, I think that if you didn't get a contact high walking to your spot in the parade, then you obviously just can't breathe.
Did you get a contact high? Did you finally get high?
I did not get high, but I was smelling it everywhere. No, ask Nick.
Did you get a contact high? I mean, you said if you did not get a contact high.
Yeah, well, if you did not at least, well, you see, but then again, I'm some sort of freak who can't get high
My
anyway.
My wife desperately wants to give you edibles, and I refuse to bring them into the studio.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, listen, I have my own, and I'll buy my own. I'm going to try again, trust me.
But they don't work. I mean, they're obviously bunk.
I've had people tell me that there's some people that it takes like 10 times, and then all of a sudden like a dam breaks. And these are like more than one person has told
no,
me this.
That's smoking, like garbage weed. No, if you eat an edible that has any THC in it, you're going to get high.
And I did. And
well,
it didn't.
Obviously, the THC level is not appropriate to what you need. I mean,
if it's what's on the bag and what they said is on the bag, then I should have been high as hell. Mm. I mean, that's if what they advertised on the bag and what I took, it didn't work. Mm. Very strange. Very strange. But we shall see. But all I know is dudes love vaping out in public. They love to vape. There was a whole Nick. How many vape bros did you see just walking around? Oh yeah, and they have like ones that look like the size of footlong hot dogs. I'm like, what kind of vape is that, and why does it need to be that huge? Some like light up, like flash. which is kind of fancy.
Well, no, they flash and they tell you when it's...
No, I'm not talking about the little circle. I'm talking about ones that look like they've got, like, the bug zappers in the bottom of cars.
Oh, jeez.
Like the phone in the Patience video from Guns N' Roses. Okay. That's what they looked like.
Wow. Was someone playing with a snake?
No one was playing with a snake, no.
I had texted Bird yesterday about getting food, and he completely ignored the text.
Did you see any of the stuff that was happening on the boats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to talk about a lot of it.
Okay.
I mean, because there were some MVPs yesterday.
I just know that Gronk was enjoying himself a very fancy wine. Matt, go ahead. For apparently $500 wine. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. So I know it's been a few days, but I've been watching this video, like the Zapruder film, and listening to the audio. Of course, the Jim Gray interview is what I'm talking about. And we get to the point which, Rich, I know you said you hadn't listened to Felger and Maz's breakdown, but it was pretty good. And when Murray does a great impression of, you know, I know Tom, Oprah knows Tom, that whole thing. And by the time we get to the third, like, Oprah knows this person, John Wallach's head just starts bobbing back and forth like a grip. Okay, yep, I'm following you here, I'm following you there. And it's just, it's fantastic. I need a gif of it.
All right, so John, you're saying is not on our side?
I don't think so. I mean, he's like, yeah, he knows Tom. Tom knows Giselle. Giselle knows Oprah. Like, yeah, all right, I got it. Good.
All right. Well, I mean, that's happened before. I mean, there's the Crash Clark, Adolfo, and Bradley J situation with the Incubus interview.
You see, I give John Wallach warrior points because right when you went to the headlines, while Jim Gray is yelling at you and sticking his finger in his chest, Wallach just like a pro, just
three
crushing those headlines.
Feet away. But, I mean, it was great because I had a front row seat. I saw everything. It was fantastic.
I mean, this guy is right next to Fred, who is right next to Wallach, and he's like yelling at Fred and poking his finger, and I'm like talking to Jim Gray, too, and Wallach just crushing the headlines.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not getting
just
like,
what everyone would want.
You didn't stumble. No. But listen, I mean, what are you going to do? You had to do that.
I was looking up. I wasn't paying attention to what I was reading. I was reading the thing that I had read like 15 times before. I had a chance to. I knew it by heart by that point because it was 9 a.m. And I'm watching this. I'm like, is this really happening right in front of me? You're going to make an ass out of yourself right in front of me. Right. I mean, I went back and watched that at least 3 or 4 times myself.
In front of you, in front of Jerry Rice, who, like, yes. When he sat down, was like, yes. What the hell is that guy?
I didn't even see Jerry Rice. He was standing right behind me. I'm like, wow, hey, Jerry Rice.
I didn't. His face was great. And his people were just like, well, first of all, his people were kind of like, what show are we sitting down with? And Jerry Rice immediately knew that it was Jim Gray who was being the dick.
Yes.
So, yeah, he was like...
That was very apparent from the second he sat down.
All right, Pucks and Paddles is tomorrow. It's the second... It's the Sexton's.
Well, it's very sexy.
It is. I can't tell you how sexy it is. It's the second annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. And you can get general admission tickets for $50 right now. Just simply go to 985thesportshub.com to buy those tickets. And get up close and personal with the Boston Bruins, who won last night. A lot of Toronto fans very upset that Austin Matthews only signed a 5-year deal. So now is the, and then so their window's 5 years. The Bruins, it is. Their window's 5 years. It is.
They have Tavares and they have Matthews locked up 5 years, and that's it.
But they're pissed off. No. I mean, the fan base in Toronto is pissed off. I would have liked food. From Bird, but apparently those text messages went ignored.
So that's what that was.
I brought a $50 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts for him, but that went ignored. All right, Rich, what are we going to talk about?
Oh, it looks like the Bruins, they had a big night on Patrice's 1,000th game. On top of that, the Celtics, and one of the best NBA trolls I've heard the entire season.
Sounds good. We will be back with that in just a moment.
Let's do something crazy.
Wake up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
What are you having this night? 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, what happened last evening?
Patrice Bergeron's 1,000th game was one to remember.
Blocked again. And now here's a steam for Marchand into the left circle. Centers, Pastrnak shoots. Ritter the save. It's underneath them. They score! Patrice Bergeron following up. Got the loose puck in the blue paint and pounds it home. And the Boston Bruins have a 1-0 3-0 lead.
Well, not only did the Bruins win 3-1 over the Islanders last night on Patrice Bergeron's 1,000th career game, all with the Bruins, by the way, but the road there was paved with both the impressive and the ridiculous. Let's start with the latter. Before the game started, players from your Super Bowl-winning Patriots took the ice to drop the puck. As they walked past the Bruins bench onto the ice, David Andrews, after a long day of drinking and achieving legend status by riding on the roof of a Mack truck shirtless in all of his chunky glory, as he walked onto the ice, he grabbed Charlie McAvoy's stick and took it with him, to which McAvoy pulled a, "Hey, what the hell just happened to my stick?" And Andrews was gone. It's fantastic. I don't know how he got it back or when he got it back, but McAvoy's just really like, good. "You weren't supposed to take my stick." And he's just like, "I got this." Just walked right out to the ice with it. But after the Julian Edelman Gronk spiking of the puck, it was time for the Patrice Bergeron show. And after scoring his first goal, as you heard right there, there was a breakaway with an empty net with 54 seconds left in the game. And as a sign of respect for Patrice on his 1,000th, Pasternak left the puck behind for Bergeron to score his second goal on his special night.
Why is it lame? Feet broken up. Marchand, left wing out at center. He chips ahead for Pasternak. He will lock it in. Drop it for Bergeron. Who scores? Of course, Bergeron playing in his 1,000th game is going to seal this one. His second of the night to give the Bruins a 3-1 lead.
I thought that was cool as hell.
Why is that lame?
Pasternak has a chance to lead the league in goals.
But doesn't that show the ridiculous amount of respect they have for him?
Ovechkin's way ahead.
No, he's 7 goals ahead.
Okay, that's way ahead to me. 7 goals ahead is a lot.
No, it's not. 7 goals ahead, he's in third place in goals.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, Ovechkin's 7 goals ahead. I don't think that's a ridiculous thing to do.
Okay.
Bergeron doesn't need anyone's charity.
It's not charity. It was respect. And
you
hear how Marchand talks about Patrice Bergeron.
They all talk about him like that. Cassidy would never rip him. No one ever rips. Patrice Bergeron's the only athlete I like here. And so,
is the only athlete you like? You like Gronk?
As a human being.
Not as a player?
No, I don't care about him as well. Bergeron exemplifies everything that's good about sports.
Well, I mean, that is true. And anyone who disagrees with you just doesn't know who he is.
But that's respect from Pasternak. It's your 1,000th game. Score the final one.
It didn't keep me up at night, but I thought it was... I'm like, Pasternak, you have a chance to lead the league in goals. Let's go.
You know what's funny is that The Athletic just came out with this very long oral history of Patrice Bergeron's time with the Bruins and interviews everyone who's known him. And I've been wanting to read it, but there's part of me that just knows it's just going to be 18 pages of filleting somebody.
Yeah, they call him Superman. They're
awesome. Yeah.
Which is great, and that's amazing, but it's almost like I liked there be a little bit of an interesting nugget in flaws, and it seems like he's just flawless.
Yeah, there'll be none.
Which, you know...
By the way, the Islanders goaltender is the favorite for Vezina.
Yes, so he's leading the league in goals against. Robin Lehner is having a great year.
Yeah, so he is. That is not a something to take lightly. That win last night, they were up against a guy that's very close to winning the Vezina.
Bruins,
if it ended right now, it would.
Bruins also got really lucky in the third period. The Islanders scored the tie-breaking goal to go up 2-1, and then they go to replay, and you show. It was your favorite, Fred, because not only did they go to replay, it took them, 4 minutes?
Yeah.
5 minutes?
Cassidy, sent a shout-out to the video
frame,
guy.
Here he is.
Played pretty well in front of Tuukka. He was there for us again, so our structure was good. Penalty kill excellent in the third. We'd had some issues with that at home in the third, protecting leads. Tonight, we didn't. They did a real good job. Probably the difference in the game in that and the offside call. It was our video guy, J.P. Buckley, was right on it and recommended we challenge it, and I'm glad he did. It was tight, but obviously the right call.
Is J.P. Buckley their Ernie Adams?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, but he's up in the booth telling them what's what.
It was offsides by a little bit, but again, it took him stop the game for 5 minutes. I know you do, but even
if it's for the Bruins, I hate it.
Even better, there were two penalties on the same play. In the Bruins' defensive end, McAvoy slashed a guy, and then Grizzly tripped another guy right after McAvoy slashed a guy. So the Bruins should have been down 2 men for 2 minutes, but the ref missed it and thought Grizzly committed both penalties. So instead of 5-on-3 for 2 minutes, it was 5-on-4 for 4 minutes, which I would have taken. And the Bruins killed off that 4-minute power play and went on and won the game. So, yeah, very lucky the Bruins were.
Oh, that's what you take away from it. I think that they beat a Vezina trophy.
They did.
If the season ended today, and I take away that Pastrnak gave Bergeron charity, which is the last thing that Bergeron needs. Bergeron doesn't need your sympathy or charity.
It's respect.
I agree.
They obviously respect them.
Mm-hmm. Respect. That's what the pass was all about, Fred.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And he wouldn't have done that any other night but this one.
Selfless play is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's selfless. I just think that it's condescending.
Not on this night.
Bergeron doesn't need your charity.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't view it that way. And then they probably all went out together, and they were like, Patrice, you're the best. And he goes, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, you're the best.
And tomorrow they're at Parks.
Have you read this article?
Have you read this 18-page article? By the way, here's Patrice on his milestone game the last night.
That was awesome. I thought there's so many of them, too, which actually was great to see. And, you know, we told them they came in the locker room before the game, and we told them, obviously, we were cheering for them, and it was an amazing ride again this year, and you know, I thought that the crowd was very much into it, and that definitely set the tone for a great
And then night. David Andrews just gave Johnny McAvoy's stick and didn't give it back. One pretty funny note, however, Joe McDonald, The Athletic, tweeted this yesterday afternoon. He said that the Super Bowl parade was on TV in the Bruins locker room, and someone asked Tuukka Rask if he'd ever been to one, and his answer was, yeah, ours.
Yeah.
How could you not know that?
How the hell could you not know that?
How could you forget about that? Whoever asked them that, how could you not know that?
They didn't clarify whether it was a reporter or it was maybe one of the younger players on the team. Now, if it was a younger player on the team, it was in Toronto
or
something.
All right, I get that. That's fine.
I would get that because I was trying to figure that out for myself.
Yeah, because Thomas was the goaltender of that team that everyone knew. Yeah.
Sure. If it's a young kid who was, like, you know, playing in Medicine Hat and is now a member of the Bruins, that I would understand. But, I mean, that just imagine being Tuukka Rask and someone say that. Yeah, jackass. Remember I wore the stupid helmet on the plane? There's the pictures of me everywhere.
Yeah.
And so there you go. So that's two wins in a row. The Bees try for their third tonight at Madison Square Garden against the Rangers. The puck drop is at 8 o'clock right here on 98.5 Sports. Why are you groaning?
It's 8 o'clock starts.
Well, you don't have to watch every Bruins game.
Well, it's also a hockey game. It's going to be over by 10:15.
Yeah, but you don't have to sit there and watch the whole thing.
Like the 7 o'clock starts. Everything's done by 9:15. It was great.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no one's making you watch the game.
I like watching a game. I just don't want to stay up late.
Then don't.
Okay.
Don't do it.
You see, 8 o'clock football games are one thing. 8 o'clock even, like, playoff basketball games is another thing. Because they go on
you don't just sit
hockey
there and,
game, dude, come on.
You don't just
sit there. A baseball game. Yeah, well, my God.
Baseball game.
But a hockey game at 8 o'clock, who cares?
I like watching the Bruins, too. And I've watched at least parts of, I would guess, 95% of the games. But I don't feel any obligation to sit up and watch every second of that game. I always go back to Moneyball where, who played
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt would just go and just do sweet shups and some pull-ups during the games just to get ripped. You know, he didn't watch the Oakland A's. He's still in charge of them. Come on. You're better than that, Wally Wall. I mean, you didn't participate in the Jim Gray interview. I mean, you still have your dignity.
That was really funny because I didn't even I watched that video and I didn't even think about it. And you were getting like a ton of people saying, hey, way to go, Walk. You plowed through. And I'm like, yeah, it was kind of impressive because there's like spit shooting out of Jim Gray's mouth and you're just keeping it calm.
3 feet from me and Fred's like looking up at him. It's like, are you really doing this right now? I mean, I'm a grown ass man. You're really going to treat me like this?
Yeah, talking to me like I don't know if I've ever been talked like that. Since I was in high school.
I'm not 6 years old. I didn't just forget to do my homework. Come on.
I'm a successful broadcaster. I know I'm no Jim Gray who fellates athletes for a living, but I'm fine. I'm 44. I have two children. I don't think that I need to be talked like that. He has no children. If you read the Wikipedia.
Well, apparently the Wikipedia was changed after our interview.
Yes, I saw that. I did. Someone was... And it wasn't just changed. It was changed literally 30 seconds after the interview was
under
over.
Under notable interviews.
It was really good.
You might want to read.
Have you seen this, Fred?
There's a new paragraph.
I looked at it, but it was not changed.
Well, I think somebody Jim Gray changed it back.
Yeah, no, it was changed done. About 30 seconds after the interview was over. Somebody might have changed it again.
So you think that Jim Gray? Well, that's
I'm thinking vanity.
How many times a day do you think Jim Gray Googles his name?
Well, obviously a lot. Yeah. If he knew that someone screwed with his Wikipedia page, when's the last time you Wikipedia'd yourself?
Wikipedia? Oh, I mean, maybe 2 years ago. Maybe a year ago.
I mean, that's not. We did it on the air to see if that I was a notable alumni of my high school, and that was. Who Wikipedias themselves?
I don't even know
how to work Wikipedia. I couldn't put myself in it if I wanted.
Did you see me by any chance a couple weeks ago on 60 Minutes? They interviewed the guy who's responsible for like a third of the entries in Wikipedia.
No,
you know what he looks like. A guy who would be responsible for a third of the entries of Wikipedia.
So you're saying he's a handsome fella.
Yes. I mean, he is just a looker.
He's a fine, fine looking man.
If Grimace could be a human.
Oh, jeez.
He's like the.
This would be him.
Wow. All right.
So every time that you get information from there, you're getting it from that slob.
Well, do you remember like back in the day, somebody made a Wikipedia page for us and they shut it down and we thought it was funny. It was like, this show is neither notable or significant.
Yeah, it was a guy from Tennessee.
And this is the guy I pictured in my head.
That's probably the guy who did it.
Well, he's done like a third of them. And he doesn't get paid. He just does it. Like, there's no money to be made. And the guy is like, why would you do this? And he calculated the amount of hours he's put into it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does he have a job?
He does. He works at an airport. Like, he's like a baggage handler.
And so, there's something about that job that gets people on the internet.
But this guy,
he's not the only baggage handler who fancies himself Scoops McGee.
You got to see it, man. I looked at it, and first of all, when I just saw the screen cap, I started laughing. I didn't even have to press play, and I knew it was going to be great.
Oh, I got to see that. Is it online?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like 2 weeks ago. It was on 60 Minutes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, I really got to see that. I'm fascinated by people that spend that much time online. Yes, this is no longer, this is relevant nor.
You're significant.
Insignificant, I judge so. We will be back, and I would imagine we'll talk some Celtics.
Yeah, we are, because this has been an interesting couple of days. Now, the Celtics played well, but we're also going to get to one of the best trollings that the NBA has given us all year.
All right, we will have that for you in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
Boston, the greatest sports city in the world. Period. And this is Boston's home for the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, and Revolution. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Games are only half of it.
Imagine, loser.
Toucher and Rich.
When you're that short, it's more than okay to be a dick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak's the worst.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, the Celtics played last night.
They did, and slowly but surely, the Celtics are moving up in the standings.
Wanamaker knocks it away. Ogilvy lead for Jaylen Brown. Gets past everybody. Ooh. Throws down another one with the right hand. Timeout, Larry Drew.
Boy. Now the Celtics are getting back doing what they do on the defensive end, turning defense to offense and running like heck.
10 straight for the Celtics, and Jaylen Brown, athleticism, blowing everybody else away right now.
So without two of their most consistent players, the Celtics beat up on the Cavaliers 103-96 and move up to third in the Eastern Conference as a result. Without Kyrie Irving and Marcus Morris on the floor, this gave more playing time to Gordon Hayward, who last night found his rhythm again.
Hayward fumbles it, finds Tice at the elbow, hand back to Hayward. Ooh. Turns the corner, creates some room, fall back on Dellavedova is good, and Gordon Hayward is having one of his best games in a Boston uniform tonight. Ironic, and of all the gin joints in all the world to have it too on this floor. Celtics by 10, 85-75.
It is true, because what a mind F that would be, because that was his first time back on the floor in Cleveland since the ankle snap nightmare at the beginning of last season.
That's a Blanca reference right there.
Of all the gin joints this dame had to, what is it, had to stumble into this one.
Someone made a list of all the cocktails. Adam 12 sent this to me, of all the cocktails in Casablanca, which I believe is like an hour and a half film.
Yeah.
It takes about five squirrels to get through every alcoholic beverage that was unaware. Consumed.
Speaking of Adam 12, did you hear Golden Pipes a minute ago? He's doing a national commercial. That was Adam 12.
Well. Look at who's making a little cash.
Mr. Sipacall. I think that's what it was for, I believe. Well, that's Hayward sexy. Notched 18 points, 5 assists, and 6 rebounds in a game that mentally was probably kind of screwy before he took the court because of what happened there. Jason Tatum continued to do his best to prevent the Pelicans from making a trade before tomorrow's deadline by delivering a 25-point performance, including only 12 for 12 from the free throw line. And Marcus, the Pistol Smart, continued his hot hand from three.
Rozier, offensive end, through the logo, looking for the opening on the right side, drops back to an open, Smart for three, got it! Whew. Marcus Smart will not be denied.
That was a beautiful thing to see, coming off that pick, wide open, good pass there by Rozier.
Celtics have it back to eight.
Marcus Smart goes 4 for 5 from three and notched 17 points. Can you check on it for me, Wallach? Where does he stand as far as what's his 3-point percentage?
Okay,
because I'm always astounded.
You want to check? You want to check where he ranks in the NBA?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to see what percentage it is.
All right.
I'd like to see where he sits, because
he's about 80%, I would guess.
Yes.
Because I remember a couple of, like, maybe it was about a month ago, a little more than a month ago. There was a story that came out. It's like, don't look now, but Marcus Smart is above average in 3-point shooting.
No, it's true. He has been very good.
And since then, it just seems like he's gotten better.
38%.
So he's in the top 30.
He's shooting 38%. That's not good for top 10 or top 15.
No, I understood. But as long as
slightly over average is what that is.
That is what you want in a guy like Marcus Smart. If you can get slightly over average for the rest of his career, that doesn't suck. Well, either way, the Celtics have won 5 in a row and 9 out of 10 and continue to climb up the standings. Here is Brad Stevens afterwards.
We had a lot of moments where it felt like, you know, obviously they were closing the gap, and then the one time they took the 4-point lead, he hit the huge 3+1, and then he hit another 3 there.
Smart.
But we had a lot of responses that were good. And at the end, we just couldn't score. I mean, we thought we got a lot of good looks, but for whatever reason, the ball didn't go in, and we just had to win with stops, and we're fortunate enough to get enough of them.
So is he like he's in the top 50%, right? Like he's top half. All right.
Yeah.
That's all you want. Just as long as he doesn't suck like he did last year, where you just would scream at your television every time he chucked one out. Yeah. And it goes to show. I mean, it's like, you know, some of these guys you can learn. You know, it's like, that's why I always am fascinated by people who aren't like giants like Shaq, who can't shoot free throws.
He's top 50.
He's top 50 in the league?
He's 50th.
Okay. That's shock of all
shots. Better than I thought. He's 50th.
All right.
In 3-point shooting.
That's impressive.
Well, the free throw thing is, unless you have those massive hands and can't get your hand around a ball.
Yeah.
That like when guys can shoot from the field but they can't shoot free throws, that's entirely mental.
Well, without a doubt. And you know, it makes you wonder when you have a guy like, you know, Ben Simmons, who, like, you know, has certain shots that he just can't make. You know, can you teach somebody that? And there's a lot of people, there's two different schools of thought, and a lot of people are saying, no, you just kind of have, at this point in your career, you got what you got. But I think that's ridiculous. There were people like Al Horford, who wasn't a big 3-point shooter, had to adapt his game and learn how to shoot the three. Aaron Baines is the same thing. And now it's looking like Marcus Smart is becoming that guy. And if you could add a fairly reliable 3-point shot to his repertoire,
it's flowing out of him.
Keeps him valuable. That's what Draymond Green's a killer at the 3-point line. And he's like a defensive, he's like a dog. And it's one of those things where if you can just, the closer you can get Marcus Smart to become somewhat like Draymond Green, the better it is for this team. Because we all agree that he's the, when you look at like the guy, the aggressor, Draymond Green should be the standard.
Yeah.
And Marcus Smart, if he can just get close to what he is, then you've got yourself a very reliable piece.
Marcus Smart, not as talented as Draymond Green, but nonetheless.
But no, I think everyone would agree that.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it fits the mold.
Yep, absolutely. So tomorrow night, the Lakers come to Boston, and to be honest, no one has any idea who will be on the team by the time they arrive.
Lakers also lost by 42 last night.
Yeah.
LeBron's going to be slightly upset coming to town.
Well, I would think having literally everyone on the roster named LeBron James in the trading block isn't quite good for morale.
No, yeah, probably not.
On top of that, all of the rumors that Luke Walton is apparently on LeBron James's crap list, and he doesn't want him around. Surprise!
Yeah.
I've heard that Jason Kidd, he wants Jason Kidd to be the coach
okay.
there. But do you doubt that's going to happen if
no,
LeBron wants it?
Of course it is. Of course, he and Magic will make that trade. They'll
however, the TD Garden crowd tomorrow night is going to have to step up and attempt to be at least half as good at trolling as the Pacers fans were against the Lakers last night. See if you can make out what the crowd is chanting here while Brandon Ingram is shooting free throws.
The last meeting between these two teams, Lakers won it at Staples Center end of November. They won by 8. LeBron had 12 of his game-high 38 in the final 5 minutes. Sabonis went off for 20 and 15 for Indy. Oladipo didn't play in that game either. Lakers led by 20.
That chant?
LeBron wants to trade you.
LeBron's going to trade you.
We're going to trade you.
Like the announcer's not mentioning it.
I love it. I think it was Ian Eagle. He just kept going.
Pretty good.
Oh, I love it. Amazing troll game, Pacers fans. Slow clap. Well, LeBron and his mystery cast are going to roll into the TD Garden tomorrow night. You can obviously hear the game right here on 98.5 Sports Hub. However, one trade that's going to affect the Celtics broke overnight in more ways than just one. So the Clippers and the 76ers agreed on this blockbuster deal that sends forward Tobias Harris to Philadelphia. Now, Tobias Harris, it was funny because I know he'd been having a good year, but I didn't know just how good until John started reading me his statistics. How many points is he averaging this season?
He's averaging 20, 21 points a game and about 8 rebounds a game, both of which are far and away career highs for him.
Okay, but the Sixers had to pay a pretty steep future price to the Clippers, including they got their rookie guard named Landry. Is it Shamet or Shamet?
Shamet.
Okay, I didn't know if it was the French pronunciation.
No, it's Landry Shamet.
Okay, and Philadelphia's own 2020 protected first-round pick and an unprotected 2021 first-round pick that they got via the Miami Heat. So, I mean, they're mortgaging a lot to get this guy.
Two firsts, two seconds, and some good bench players, too. And right now, the Philadelphia 76ers starting five is really, really good. But there are two things. First of all, they didn't address their major problem, which was evident in the playoffs last year. Their bench is still lousy. I mean, they do not have a good bench at all. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of T.J. McConnell fans out there, but the bench is not good. And the other is, I don't know if Jimmy Butler can play well with others. And I think we talked a little bit about this before the show started. Jimmy Butler's a problem. There's only one ball, and you have Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, this guy Harris, who's had a big year, and Butler, who, you know, it was rumored was not playing nice to begin with.
I'm starting to get a Dwight Howard / Carmelo Anthony vibe from Jimmy Butler. In other words, like, he's like the cooler. When he shows up, a team just, like, he's a chemistry killer.
Yeah, he's a very selfish player.
If I'm the Sixers, I might actually think, now that you have Harris, I'm thinking maybe you might try and deal Butler for picks and some bench help.
They'd be a lot better. And there's going to be a ton of teams who
would
give up a ton.
They would be a lot better. I mean, but first of all, Butler's going to opt out of his contract after the season is over.
Right.
He's got a player option. Tobias Harris is a free agent after this year. So Philadelphia just set a lot of its future to the Clippers for one roll of the dice. I honestly think that trading Butler before tomorrow afternoon could be an option for them.
It'd be a smart move.
Yeah, we'll see. That's going to be a big day. All right, by the way, we're on Twitch every morning. Visit twitch.tv and search the Sports Hub to watch the show live. And I'll tell you that. You can also get the Twitch app today and also search the Sports Hub and watch the show. All right, Rich, what will we have when we come back?
All right, we'll get to some of the Patriots shenanigans yesterday at the parade and many MVPs. Many MVPs of the Duck Boat Parade.
All right, we'll find out all about that in just a moment.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.985 The Sports Hub. Rich, what's going on?
All right. So with everyone's eye on Anthony Davis and the trade deadline, is it
what time tomorrow? 2, 3 o'clock?
I think it's 3 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, so that's 4 o'clock. That's a trade line tomorrow. Well, definitely before the Lakers end up getting here. But the there's a lot of conversation about what have the Lakers been able to offer the Pelicans. And according to the LA Times, the Lakers have pulled out of any conversations with New Orleans, saying that they just continue to up their offer. And then at one point they said, we're like negotiating against ourselves here.
You're not negotiating at all.
You're not giving us any answer.
No, you don't have it. The Pelicans are looking at that and going, that's not even close enough to merit a response. That's right. What this is.
I was thinking about this. So Anthony Davis is...
You're not talking to me? Well, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
Fine.
Anthony Davis, there's no argument whether he's a top five player in this league, maybe even a top three. What they're willing to offer you is just a pile of garbage. Well, like, who in that of that crew between Kuzma and Ingram and are any of them in the top 20?
No.
So okay.
No.
Right. So you are going to give three guys that just aren't anywhere near an elite player, and you're trying to get one of the best players, a generational player, to come to your team. What the hell are they thinking? Now, I do like the fact that apparently the Pelicans just stuck it out there and said, hey, if you want to do like 4 first-round picks and 4 second-round picks, then maybe we'll talk.
Right.
And of course, there's LA is just getting all pissy about the whole thing. However, there is, and I guess this is good for the Celtics, there is a growing belief that Dell Demps the entire time has wanted to sit in his hands and wait for the offseason, which is super smart because not only what the Celtics have, but then you can see who's going to get that first round pick or the number one pick if you indeed want to trade for a guy like Zion Williams that everyone is apparently flipping
out. Someone said Zion Williams is the best draft prospect since Michael Jordan.
Anthony Davis.
But I don't see Zion. I don't know.
Zion Williamson does not have a good 3-point shot. You've pointed that out, and that's correct. If you're not going to be a consistent shooter from three in college, it's very hard to translate immediately to the NBA and be a good three-point shooter.
People make fun of Ben Simmons and say that he's ineffective. Ben Simmons is a 6'10 point guard.
No, this
Zion Williamson is a 6'8 forward that just can happen to jump really high.
Yeah, he's 6'8". He's bigger than a lot of other kids. He's 280, 290, whatever he is. He's very athletic for his size. You don't see a lot of players like that to compare. I don't know about the comparison to Charles Barkley, who's got the same kind of size. But
Barkley was 6'4", an amazing athlete in that his positioning and his touch and his shot. I mean, Charles Barkley was the best player on that dream team during that course of time. Zion Williamson is just, to me, just a freak. I mean, Zach LaVine. I mean, he's just a guy that can jump out of the gym.
But
he
plays for Duke. His size also makes up for a lot. I mean, he's able to box other people out. He's able to get rebounds.
In the modern day NBA, where I watched James Harden 2 nights ago take shots from half court.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Consistently. I don't see him being a superstar.
I think he's going to be very, very good. I think he's going to be very, very good.
Franchise player?
That kid, RJ Barrett, I think he's got an opportunity to do that, yes.
See, I disagree.
I do. But more to your point.
I mean, he's not as bad as Tatum.
But more to your point, Rich, about the draft picks.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden, those Celtic draft picks don't look nearly as good today as they did last week. I mean, they have the Memphis pick, which is top 8 protected this year. Memphis is on the verge of trading Marc Gasol to Charlotte. They're already, in the top 8 of the draft, so they're not going anywhere. You're not going to get that pick this year.
That Clippers one as of
Clippers
yesterday.
That Clippers pick
yeah.
is lottery protected each of the next 2 seasons. The Clippers just traded their best player.
They're tanking.
So they were a borderline playoff team to begin with. They're heading to the lottery this year. Who knows if they're going to be there next year? That Clippers pick is lottery protected this year and next year, and then it translates to 2 second-round picks.
I still think the 2 Celtics picks, first rounds that they have, plus Jason Tatum, and throwing in some more things is enough to get in.
But all of a sudden, let's throw out the 4 first-round picks they can give New Orleans for next year. It's not going to happen. And, right now, the Sacramento pick, they're not in the lottery. They're in the playoffs. That's another thing that this trade does. It gives Sacramento a better shot to make the playoffs. They're the 8th seed in the West now. So the Celtics' first-round picks next year look like something around 18 and 26. I mean, it's not nearly the haul that you would have expected. So there'll be some negotiating. Now, the Celtics have Tatum, which none of the other contenders can give.
New Orleans, and that certainly puts them in the driver's seat. But yeah, those first-round picks aren't nearly as good as we thought.
You dump that dead weight while you can. All right. So the Patriots had their parade yesterday. Rich was out there. Young Nicholas was out there risking life and limb. We will have that for you. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.